title of today's word is how to overflow with God's blessing. Do you want God's blessing in your life?
Yeah.
Do you want to overflow with it?
Yeah.
Will we pray for that?
Yeah.
Will you stand with me? Come on. Let's stand in the house of the Lord. If you want to close your eyes, if you want to lift your hands, it's a sign of surrender. It's a sign of being open to God. We just want to center ourselves in God's presence. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that you love us and accept us just the way that we are. Yes. You are the potter, we are the clay. Yeah. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, as we hear your word today, which is living and active, that you would whisper into our hearts and souls, that you would bring comfort to those who need it, that your peace and presence from heaven would even fall now, Lord, as we begin to pray. We ask you, Heavenly Father, whatever sin is in our lives, whatever we need to ask you for forgiveness for, stir our hearts right now, search them. And we ask you, Lord, to forgive us. And forgive those who have sinned against us. We come to you humbly, Lord. We surrender. We ask you, Lord, do what you want to do today. Have your way in our hearts. Give us such visions of what you want for our lives, Lord. Soften our hearts, Heavenly Father, where we've gone hard. Correct us where we need correction. We love you, we honour you, and we thank you in advance for what you're about to do. And the people of God said,
Amen.
Amen. Give them a round of applause. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So how to overflow with God's blessing. If you've been in Grace over the last few months, and if you've heard me speak, God has been speaking to me about being filled. And as Christians, what are we meant to be filled with? Holy Spirit. This side, got it. Let me try this side. What are we meant to be filled with?
Holy Spirit.
Hey, plus. Well done. If we're not filled with the Holy Spirit, we're going to be filled with something else. Yeah? We're going to be filled with anger. We're going to be filled with the thoughts of the world. We can be filled with anxiety. We can be filled with busyness. We're going to be filled with something. But as Christians, we make a daily decision to be filled with the presence of God. Amen? And we want to be, if I can get my clicker working, we want to go from fill to full to overflow.
Amen.
We want to be filled with God's presence, his Holy Spirit. We want to be full of that in abundance. And then in God's generosity, we want to overflow in that to others. Oh, the static is coming through. It's going to be a fab service. It's going to be an interesting one. But we want to overflow to others. When God blesses you in your life, it's not just about you. He wants that to overflow into other people's lives too. So when we are full of God, it overflows to others, the blessing of God. So when God blesses you with his generosity, that allows you to be generous to others, doesn't it? And it's not just financially. God could bless you with your time, and then you can listen to someone. You can pray for someone. So it all overflows to God. And when I was praying this week over the word, I was saying, God, what do you want to say? And what scripture do you want to use? He pointed me to a very famous one, which is Psalm 23. And if you're a Christian a long time, you know it.
Yeah.
And if you're not a Christian, it's a great one. It's a great one. But here's what I believe the Lord would say to us as a church this week. Every day, read this passage of scripture. Speak it over your life. Meditate on it. And pray over it as well. So that's what we're going to read. So God, we pray that you bless your word. We thank you for it. And the people of God said,
Amen.
Let's read Psalm 23. The Lord, do you know what? Will you read it with me?
Yes.
We can all read. And if you can't, that's all right. You don't need to. But let's read if you can. The Lord is my
shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my Thank you.
man.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord
forever. Ooh, isn't that good? Does that stir your spirit? Oh, it's good to read the Word of God together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to look at three things today. You want God's overflowing blessing in your life. Here are the three things that you need to know from this passage of Scripture, because God speaks very clearly in His Word. Here's the first one. God fills me. God fills me. We read, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." The Lord is my shepherd. So we can see in the picture the sheep are doing what?
Following.
They follow the shepherd. And if you follow God, you have to be all in on it. You can't be saying in one breath, throw it out to the universe and see what happens. And then in the next breath, and I'm going to pray to God about it. The Bible says you can't serve two masters. You either serve Jesus or you're serving the world. You can't follow what culture is saying, what social media is saying, over what God is saying. You are either following Jesus or you're not. So it's the Lord is my shepherd. So if I want to, if I want God to overly bless me, completely overflow with his blessing, I have to be all in. It has to be him. And the next bit is, I shall not want. And other translations say, I lack nothing. I lack nothing. So for God to fill me and overflow with his blessing, it's not that God is going to provide for me. It's that God is going to satisfy. There's a satisfaction when God provides for you. And sometimes we do it off our own strengths, don't we? If I work harder, God wants you to work. But if you believe that your pay is dependent on you, that's not the truth. It's dependent on God. So when we say that God fills me, God gives me his blessing, I have to follow him and I have to believe that he's going to provide in all his ways. I lack nothing. If I'm following the Lord. Some of you today, your belief in what you speak over yourself is the opposite. It's this, I don't have enough, but Christ is enough. Amen.
Amen.
It says this, he restores my soul. Hallelujah. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He restores my soul. For something to be restored, it has to be damaged. And our souls, when we're not in the presence of God, they get damaged. They decay. When something gets damaged, say your phone gets damaged, if you have an iPhone, who's the Android people? Shame upon you. Not in this church. Then the division enters. Anyway. But if something goes wrong with your phone, you could put it back to the manufacturer, don't you? To restore it to its original. When it comes to your soul, God created your soul. And when it's damaged and it needs to be restored, you're not to go back to a person. You're not to go back to a habit. You're not to go back to a way of thinking. You'll go back to God. He's the one who restores your soul. And in the Hebrew, so this was originally written in Hebrew, that language, the direct translation is, he brings my soul back to life. Isn't that beautiful? So when you're going, I feel weary, or I feel soulless, it's very simple, just go back to God. Go back to the Creator. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. For his name's sake means that God does all of this. God blesses me, not because of my goodness, not because I'm the best boy or the best girl and I got my life together. He blesses me because it's who God is. It's his character. That's who he is regardless of what happens. That is the God that you serve. So he blesses you because it's who he is. He's a generous God. He is not stingy. And some of us, we need to change our prayers because your prayers are so small. And God is challenging people in the room. You have a big God. He's a generous God and wants to bless you abundantly. Hallelujah. So if I want God's overflowing blessing, I need to go to God on everything. I follow him. Everything comes from him. The breath in your lungs is from the Lord. Amen. And it's going, when I need restoring, I'm not going to the things of the world. I need to go to God. Amen. I need to go to God. Now, I have an illustration. Do we like an illustration?
Yes.
Yes. I brought tea towels. Actually, I stole them from upstairs in the kitchen. But I had a headpiece, but it's not working, so you're going to have to bear with me. I want to talk about the cup versus the colander. Yeah? So I'm going to get my tea towels out of the way. 1, 2, 3, 4. I got a lash of them. Breaking the bread is over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. This is going to represent a cup. Yes? Okay, we got that. We know it's a vase, but it's going to represent a cup. This is a colander. Yeah?
Yeah.
We know that. And what does colander have? What does it have?
Holes.
Holes. And why does it have holes?
Strain.
To strain. And what do people cook that need straining?
Pasta.
A pasta. Everyone, pasta. Scream. Okay. So cup and colander. You got it. This is a Joseph and Joseph one, by the way, if you're posh.
Oh.
Some people that went over their heads. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Thank you. Okay. Cup versus colander. Here's what God spoke to me on. Some people can hold what God gives. Some people are like this cup, yeah? So God gives us blessings, doesn't he?
Yes.
I'll crack this open. You're going to bear with me, aren't you?
Yes.
I've no headset, like. Thank you. Okay. So here's God's blessings. This represents his blessings. So God can bless us in our walk with him, in our relationships, in our finances, and I can hold that. For other people, we're like a colander. Some people leak what God gives. God is blessing me, but I have things I'm not addressing in my life and I'm leaking. So God is blessing me financially, but I have a leak of comparison and it leaks out. And sometimes when God is blessing and it's just, we feel like it's a small bit, it's not obvious. But if I was to pour all of this out, the leak would be very obvious, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Pour out fully. So some of us are like this, some of us are like this. And actually for most of us, we're a bit of both. We can hold God's blessings, but we leak at times. And here's the key thing that God showed me. In verse 5, it says, my cup overflows. When it comes to God's blessing in our lives, we're to overflow with that. That's very clear, isn't it? We're to overflow. God doesn't pour blessings into you to watch them drain. God is blessing you in something, and there's leaks of jealousy. There's a leak of hidden sin. There's a leak of unforgiveness. And you can't hold and steward God's blessing. He's not going to give it to you and watch it literally go down the drain. Why would God give you more money if you don't look after the money that you have? God's not going to reward our stupidity. Why would God give you a new car if you don't look after the car that you have? Some people are like, don't let me clean the car, I hate the car. But it's true, isn't it? Everything we have is from God. And we leak on these things, brothers and sisters. And before God fills, he fixes. I'm dropping everything, screaming. Before God fills, he fixes. There's people in the room and you are praying for God's blessing. And you're praying a long time. God bless me in this. And he is saying very clearly to you today, we need to fix some leaks in your life before I fill you with the blessings. Because if I gave it to you right now, you wouldn't hold it. And when God blesses you with something, he doesn't want it to waste away. He wants you to keep it. Here's the second point. I want to overflow with God's blessing. I need to look for the leak. Look for the leak. I have a few stories about leaks all my days. Anyone know a good plumber? So I'm out of one, I'll tell you that for nothing. Oh my days, I'm not even going to get into it, don't even go there. I came into church the other day and I went upstairs to the atrium. If you go upstairs, there's free coffee and free tea, hallelujah.
Yeah.
You get to meet and talk to people, did you know that?
Yep.
Some people don't, they just go out the door. But anyway, there's free tea and coffee upstairs afterwards. But I was upstairs during the week and I was walking into the atrium and I look on the ground and there's a puddle of water. And a big puddle of water. And I was going, where is this coming from? And I thought maybe something spilt. and it just wasn't cleaned up, which can happen. I thought maybe there was water coming up through the floor, and then I was like, that makes no sense, because then it's coming up through here, isn't it? Just basic maths and engineering. And then I looked up and a drop of water went on the top of my forehead. There was a leak in our skylight in the atrium, and if you look upstairs, you'll spot it. But I thought it was so funny, because I was praying this week over this word, and God gave me confirmation. Look for the leak. Look for the leak. Here's what we read. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. One of the things I noticed is it goes from he at the start of this passage of scripture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What's the rest of it? He leads me by still waters. He restores my soul. It goes from he, and then it changes to you. So in the green pastures, when life is good, he is God, he is in control. But in the valley, it becomes personal. It's you, God. It's the intimacy of it. And we saw the sheep were following the shepherd in the open pastures. But if you look into it, in the valleys where it's dark and narrow, the shepherd would be by the sheep's side or by the sheep's back. If you are going through your valley, your darkness, your season of despair, God is by your side and God has got your back. Amen. Amen. And when it comes to leaks, it's in the crisis you find the cracks. It's in the valleys. Sometimes the things in our life, the difficult season caused them, these leaks. But a lot of the time, they're already there. They just get exposed in the hard times. And we all leak, and we all have cracks. And there's people here today, and God has been speaking to you about these leaks in your life, and I include myself. He's been speaking to me about them. And if I'm honest, and maybe if you're honest, maybe we're not addressing them. And God would say this, address it now. Don't allow it to become a crisis. Don't allow it to go any further. Address it now while there is calm and there is peace. Don't be fixing the leaks when all hell is breaking loose. And these leaks in our life can look like bitterness and worry and comparison and hidden sin and busyness and burnout and discouragement, a bad attitude, unforgiveness. They're just some examples. And we all leak. See, God could give me a brand new car. Maybe not a brand new car. Maybe a BMW X5. Praise the Lord. I want it in white. I want cream leather seats that are heated. That's what I want. So I can sit in and be automatic and how are you doing? So God might give me that car and it's a 2020 BMW X5. Praise the Lord. But then I see someone else has a 2025 BMW X5. And they have better alloys than me. And the colour is navy, which is what I prefer. And they were able to pay for it in cash. And the leak of comparison comes in. God bless me with the car. But I'm leaking in the blessing in my heart. And maybe I'm getting a bit bitter. Maybe God gave me the promotion in work. Hallelujah, I'm here. This is the day. Telling everyone. And I got more money, praise God. But I find out someone else in work negotiated more money for the same job. And I'm bitter. And when I'm telling people I got the promotion, I just let it slip in. I didn't get what I wanted. Do you see how it creeps in? These are the little leaks that happen. And God spoke prophetically to me about two of these things in particular. If anyone in the room felt busyness and burnout were your leaks, here's what the Lord would say to you about his blessing. You can't overflow if you're always overbooked. When you're so busy and you're not able to connect with God. I know life is busy. Some people don't have literally time to sit and pray and worship God all day and night. I get that. But if you're not conscious about your relationship with God because you're so busy, or you've gotten to the stage of burnout where you're so tired that it's affecting your relationship with God, that's not good. And when you are overbooked, that you're so busy and you're forgetting God in it, you can't expect his blessing. You can pray all day long on certain things, but if you're not sitting and waiting and hearing the Lord, if he's not being your source, it's not going to work. I shared it in the first service. My family, I have a great family, but on both sides, if I'm being honest, on my dad's side and my mum's side, they're workaholics. And if I'm not careful, I can fall into that. I can fall into work, 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 work. And here's what I've learned. When I fall into that pattern, unconsciously, I think if I work harder for the Lord, he's going to bless me more. It's not true. When I have protected my time with the Lord, when I have protected my relationship, that when I wake up in the morning, I'm talking to God first before I pick up my phone, that I'm going to him before I go to ChatGPT or someone. When I put God first, he multiplies the effort that I put in my work. God blesses it in a way that I can't work for, and it doesn't make any sense, but it's the grace of God. And there's people here today and you're working so hard, but your relationship with God is getting neglected. God would say, put him first, put the kingdom of God first, and watch him multiply your efforts and work. Watch him do it. He will give you such a favor in it. He will bless it in a way that you can't imagine. But when our things are out of order, brothers and sisters, we can't expect God's overflowing blessing in our lives. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Some people are like, whoa. Jesus said this, come away and rest a while. Do you feel the Holy Spirit? It's not what you're doing. You just need to stop and rest and just be with God. Just stop and take that moment with him. Even now. Can I ask everyone to close their eyes? The Holy Spirit is moving. Will you close your eyes and bow your heads? For those who know that's them, you're burnt out. It's the busyness of life. And in the privacy of the moment, you're humble enough to acknowledge, God, I'm overbooked. If that's you, will you raise a hand and put it back down? Okay, you see the hands. You see the hands. Let me pray for you. Will you put a hand over your head if that's you? On top of your head. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for my brothers and sisters. I pray, Lord, that as your Holy Spirit is moving right now, where they know they've been so busy and burnt out, that your healing oil from heaven would come and refresh them. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I pray, Lord, that they would have the discernment to know what is good, but to know what is God. Show them the things in their life, Lord, that aren't your will right now. Help them to let go of what they need to let go. And help them to take hold of what they need to take hold. We thank you, Lord, that we can always come and sit at your feet. And I pray for those people, God, that they would make that a priority in their lives. And the people of God said,
amen,
amen, amen. Amen. The Lord is moving. The Lord is moving. Here's the second thing that God spoke to me on. It's this. We can leak through our language. We pray for blessing and then we talk ourselves out of it. Leak through our language. You can be praying for things today. God, I want you to move. I have faith in this area. And then during the week something goes wrong and out of the same mouth will come, I don't know what we're going to do. Book of James says that blessing and curses come out of the same mouth. You can't pray for God's blessing and have faith and then out of the same mouth say the complete opposite. You're leaking through your language. You're praying for the blessing and you're talking yourself out. And we do it all the time, don't we? We're praying for relationships to be restored And then in the same conversation, we're gossiping. We're talking ourselves out of it. And sometimes we have to face the fact. Sometimes the fact is that things are bad. There's people in this room, no two ways about it. Things are bad in your life. But what you have to speak over is, but God is good. And God is going to work out all things for the good of those who love him and who are called according to his will. So the fact is things are bad, but the faith I'm going to speak out is God is good. The fact could be, I don't have enough right now. Don't have it. I don't have the money. I don't have the bandwidth. And that's a fact. I'm not taking away from that. But the faith you need to speak over is, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I lack nothing. That's what you have to speak out. We're praying for God to bless us, but then we're speaking ourselves out of it. And we need to watch our language, brothers and sisters, because we're leaking through it. You can't expect God's blessing when you're cursing it in the next breath. Here's what it says in the book of Proverbs. Life and death are in the power of the... It's what you say. It's what you say. So for God to bless us, we know that God needs to fill us. We know that we need to look for the leaks. Here's the final one. We see that he prepares, God, and then he pours. The order of things in the Bible is so important. The order of how things happen. We read, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and then what? So all of this happens before the blessing. You walk through the valley of the shadow of death before the overflow and the blessing. There's people who are in that valley. Your blessing is coming. Hallelujah. It's on the way. There's some people, and you're about to be in this situation. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now, we know the enemy is the devil. But you and I have enemies in our lives. It's an ex. It's an ex. It's a boss. It's a family member. It's an old friendship. It's a neighbor. And God prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now, why would God do that? Why would God do that? Because the order is important. We see the valley becomes before the feast. The wilderness when you're on your own. And then God is about to bless you. And he does it in front of your enemies for a few reasons. The first reason he does this is it shows your enemies that he is God and he is the authority. It is not them. God is in control. The second thing that it shows to them is that he has protected you and he is abundantly providing for you. This table in scripture is a feasting table. You're about to go from the valley on your own into a feasting time. And it gives all glory to God. So he does it in front of your enemies. And here's what we see. God doesn't bless you after the battle. He blesses you in the presence of your enemies. We expect the blessing to happen after the battle. Praise the Lord. All worked out. Hallelujah. But it doesn't happen that way. He blesses you in the battle because if he blessed you after it, you think it was on you that you did it.